Well, of course, Babe Ruth was one. Ty Cobb, because he came from Georgia, and I interviewed Ty and met him and knew him on a lot of occasions. So he was special to me, too. And I guess when I was a boy, too, I liked Charlie Gehringer for some reason, because living in Atlanta, I was anti-Yankee. I didn't want the Yankees to win anything. About the time I was really getting interested in baseball, the Tigers came along and won the pennant in 34 and 35, and Gehringer was one of their star players. Of course, later on I got to meet him, and we became pretty good friends. But I'd say those would probably be the top three. Willie Mays would be one of my favorites, because I was lucky enough to be working for the Giants when he made his debut in 1951 in late May. Came up from Minneapolis. He was hitting .477, but he went one for the first 26 times at bat, and went into Leo DeRocher's office crying, said, "Send me back to the minors. I can't make it up here." And DeRocher said, "As long as I'm the manager, you're my center fielder. Relax and play your game." So, if it had been somebody else managing, he might not have become a superstar. But he was one of my favorites too, and Ted Williams, another one. I liked Ted. I knew him real well.